Our first feature this week was written by David Hannant of the Evening News. He interviewed Pete Boschko of Norfolk and Waveney Mind and learned that the demand for mental health support is soaring. Here's Rosemary Scott to read David Hannant's article.
The boss of one of the region's leading mental health charities has warned that demand for its support is eclipsing the height of the COVID pandemic. The social isolation of lockdown led to many people suffering declines in their mental health, a ripple effect that is still being felt. But Pete Boschko, chief executive of Norfolk and Waveney Mind, says ongoing economic instability, the cost of living crisis, and even the conflict in Ukraine are posing just as much of a challenge to well-being as the pandemic. He said, demand is starting to top what we were seeing during the pandemic as the pressures of life are really taking a toll. The cost of living and the general state of politics in the UK means people are worrying about things more and more. The involvement of the police in responding to mental health crisis has been widely debated since the Met Police in London announced it would no longer be responding to 999 calls of this nature. The move was described as alarming by Zoe Billingham, chairwoman of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, the region's mental health provider. But Mr. Boschko said that in an ideal world, police forces should not have to be called out to anything but the most urgent of calls. He said, as a system, the NHS, the voluntary sector and the police have got to work together to limit the types of situations where officers have to get involved. Police officers are not specifically trained to deal with mental health, so how have we got to the point where they are among the first point of call? Likewise, mental health workers are not always trained in restraint. And it is in these situations the police are needed. So perhaps if that training was provided, there would be less of a need. The charity currently runs a number of hubs in the county where people can receive immediate support in a walk-in basis. However, Mr. Boschko says the hubs are struggling to cope with the level of demand they are facing. He said, since October last year, we have had more than 23,000 people through our wellbeing hubs, which tells me we need more of these. They also need to be 24/7. Mental health does not switch off out of hours, but at the minute, we can't do that. It's very easy to just say, we need more funding. But I genuinely believe there is enough money in the system. It just needs to be spent more wisely. In Norwich, you have more than 100,000 people and we only have one hub. That's just not enough. Currently, the charity runs these all-encompassing sites called rest hubs in Norwich, Thetford and Aylsham, but it hopes to find additional sites in coming months. Mr. Boschko said part of the issues facing mental health services was that people often do not know where to turn for help. He said people were often deemed to not be ill enough to require specialist treatment and could be left feeling abandoned when faced with lengthy waiting times. He said, we all need to get much better at making sure our services are visible. This would be my key message. We are here for people and help is out there and there are services you can use.
Thank you, Rosemary.